Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Don't give up on us, babe. We're still worth one.
Beautiful man.
I know we put a last one by.
It's like Starsky or Hutch.
Just does.
Which one is this? This is Hutch.
When maybe stars are few, don't give up on a sign.
Doug, we're broadcasting from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. The show's like called it. The Ryan Kelly Morning After. Gateway Buick GMC specializes in setting people up with the vehicles that battle bad winter weather. Although it sure doesn't look like winter in St. Louis today.
No.
Gateway is your four-wheel drive headquarters. Right now, new GMC Sierra 1500s for up to $12,000 off MSRP price. These vehicles are made to handle any conditions, but especially icy, hazardous roads. Shop Gateway Buick GMC vehicles online at stlouisbuickgmc.com and ask about special trade assistance offers. It's Gateway Buick GMC at I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. If you're in the market for a new car, if you're in the market for a used car, if you need to get your car serviced, they have 38 service bays to serve you. It's at Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Support the sponsors or die. Support the sponsors or die. Here's the poll. Just a little more than 72 hours until the fight. Who you got on the fan pin? 133 votes for Ryan Kelly, 45 votes for Timberfake.
Hmm. I was wondering if there were people out there that thought Timberfake had a chance.
That makes a champion a real underdog, though.
Is there a way of checking that to see if Timberfake like clicked it 40 times?
I don't think he's up yet. Doug, you know Charles Gauthier?
Not personally.
Well,
no.
This is what he said. I'll say it one last time. He's getting tired of saying it, even though it's the first time I've ever seen the man post.
Okay.
I'll say it one last time. Timberfake looks way more athletic in those videos. I think it's going to be a surprise outcome again. The home loan expert is a hard worker and seems more determined, but you can't teach coordination, and Timberfake has it. Wow, wow, wow.
That's Charles a breakdown. Gauthier. That's a breakdown.
He's a sweet scientist like you.
Man.
Huh. Well, Timberfake did surprise us with his athleticism in the producer Joe bout. And I don't think we've seen enough of Ryan Kelly to really get a good gauge on his athletic abilities. But the video that I've seen looks like he can handle himself all right.
Well,
and having an extra, 15 pounds or so?
No, he has an extra, I think it was a pound and a half, they said. Put on.
I thought he weighed like 160. No, Ryan Kelly.
Oh, yeah, he's a little bigger.
Yeah. That should help a
little
bit.
If I'm Timberfake, though, I'd take this poll off the fan page, if I were on the fan page, and I would use it as bulletin board material. I'd put it on the mirror. Like Rocky did with Ivan Drago or whatever in Rocky.
Yeah. Ryan Kelly will do well if he keeps that left jab up in his face, right in his yapper.
Let me say this without giving anything away, what I'm going to talk about.
Well, you're going to talk about the fight.
Well, if you watch the videos, and they're very well put together, but when you're sparring, you have a tendency to work on technique, you know, a little quick jab. It looks like you know how to do it. Once that bell rings in the ring, you have a tendency just to come flailing away.
Yeah.
You're right.
I would agree with that. Especially if you're not experienced.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
You have a trainer watch, you go, stick the jab, keep it straight. And then when you have a guy coming to take your head off, you just react. And sometimes the training goes.
As soon as you get that first punch in the face, you go, I'm just going to start swinging now.
Tim, I would like another poll. I don't know if you have time to put another one up there. I would like to know what people think the over-under for Iggy will be of cramming in Lady Gaga mentions during the fight. Mm. I'm going to set the over-under at 4.
4 mentions. 4 is the number on Bovada.
Maybe
I'll
you should
bet
wear,
over then. I'll make some money.
Maybe as a tribute to Gaga, you should wear a meat sport coat. Mm.
It's a little funny.
It's old.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen a meat sport coat. You could probably get some, you know, the grocery store, when they can't sell the meat, they sell it real cheap, like the last day that it's
good. Yeah, it's green, yeah.
Yeah, you could get some of that and maybe pin it on there.
I don't think Kohl's would take the jacket back if it smells like Braunschweiger.
Well, you never know.
Maybe just a meat vest underneath.
Yeah, I want to see a pork steak on your outfit somewhere.
Well, the over-under for Gaga mentions is 4.
I'll go out and see Tom.
Here, let me ask you this.
Just ask.
We have the situation in the second stall, the men's restroom here in the St. Charles area. Yeah. It's still there. It's at least 25 hours old now.
Sure.
I would think, if I had to guess, it was fired out sometime over the weekend. Plowhawk, you feel comfortable? Have you seen it now plowing?
Well, no, but the thing is, I was the last one to use the restroom Friday evening before I locked
up. Was the stall clean, boy?
It was clean. So it has to be the weekend because the 5 a.m. show.
Is there? So let me ask you. I have two questions, Doug. Okay?
Oh, sure.
And I welcome the texters, 855-282-8255, to give their suggestions or call in. And perhaps there is a way, because I want this. I want this bad.
Do you?
Is there a way that we can take the stool sample?
Oh,
well, this is what it's called, Jack. The stool sample, and find out who's responsible.
Yes.
There is.
Okay, what DNA. You do is...
I swear to you I'll do it.
Well, here's what you have to do.
I would actually take it out of my own personal money to do it, because I want this bitch out.
Is there DNA in poop?
Sure.
Yes, and here's what you do. You take the stool sample, you scrape it off. I would assign Plowsy, your best guy, to do that.
He's HR.
But here's the downside.
Sorry, Plowsy.
Then you also have to collect stool samples from everyone else at the station.
Well, some's on my chest.
So
that part will
be easy. Sounds fine.
Hey, Martin Kilcoin, welcome aboard. We're really excited to have you.
Is this accurate, or is what you're saying accurate?
Can you give us a stool sample? Marlo, we love you. Great at filling
in. Well, what I'm saying is this. We can narrow it down, because you leave after doing the changing station on Friday night, right?
Correct.
And that's at what time? 12:01 you
after
walk
I
out of here.
After I podcasted about 12:15.
Okay, 12:15.
Yep.
So whoever was in here between 12:15 a.m., on Saturday, February 11th, and in here up until 8 a.m. on Monday, February 13th, we need a stool sample from you.
All right, so if you narrow it down, you'll have how many people are in here between those?
I mean, it's tough because they're not necessarily people, they're stars.
Right.
Well, you have a lot of stars, and star management is the number one priority.
Can we check with some of the people in the buildings and the neighborhoods around here?
You think it just might be a rogue St. Charles resident?
No, I think someone must have heard an explosion.
Narrow down the time, you're saying?
For what I saw, yeah, there was a loud explosion that had to have accompanied that. And so if we can nail it down, you know, were any windows broken in the area? What time?
I got a text from Cucky, said he pooped out a butt plug in that same stall Friday evening, and he said he needed that back, Doug.
Plowsy, we're discussing the most vile of topics, and as soon as we re-entered the realm of this vile topic, you felt the need to reach in your box of honeycombs and start eating. There is some connection between that box of honeycombs and poop.
Cucky the dwarf just got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time. Mm. Thanks, Llewellyns. For the suspension log.
Tim, you don't need to get Doug to do a sample. You can just take it right off my man love. It's from the Shrewsbury Size Queen.
Shrewsbury Size Queen joins the list of those suspended today. He'll join the list and he'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing it down with my Right Business Products pen.
Tim, it was Joe Roderick. He eats a lot. And he just sounds like a mad dumper. It's from TJ, I'm sorry.
Now, I'll defend Roderick's. I think him and Slow do a remote on Saturday and Sunday.
That's important information, Iggy. We can take them off the list of suspects.
Yeah, they're up kitchen sink on Saturday, and they're somewhere else on Sunday, so I don't even think they're in here.
I mean, I want this. I truly want this.
I personally know the board op, Matt Grover, worked with them for years at the great man, the woman, or not years.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been years.
Months. And I know for a fact if he would have done it, which I don't think he would have, he would have cleaned it up. So I think we can eliminate Matt Grover from that as well.
So take a guess, Plowsy. How many people do you think Tim would be looking at as a suspect?
You're probably looking at 8 to 10 stool samples.
Oh, jeez.
Would you be willing to retrieve said stool samples if Tim directed you to do so?
I mean, this is my job.
Right. That's a soldier right there, Doug. It's a great soldier, sir.
That's a nice attitude.
So what you do is you go to the Hobby Lobby or Michael's, and you get the little tiny plastic things. People put paint in them, and maybe... what do you call those sticks when they look down?
Swabs?
When you go to the doctor and a tongue depressor. You get get about 10 tongue depressors and some of those little plastic decanters and have Plowsy collect.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let Dennis Fung anywhere near the evidence.
Oh, Dennis Fung got us with the, He was the OJ guy, wasn't he, Doug?
He was.
And then here's my second question. It's now been sitting there for at least 25 hours and 17 minutes.
Right.
It needs to be cleaned.
Right.
It's inside of our rental space, and therefore it would not fall on the jurisdiction, as I understand it anyway, with our lease terms, of our landlord. And so I need someone to clean it, even though it's really not anyone's responsibility. We have on-air hosts, we have producers, we have engineers all here. Our business office has the salespeople and the web people. So that needs to be tended to. How does one handle such a thing?
I mean,
this was not something that they taught us at journalism.
Well, you need to get the sample before you clean it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Since I'm getting the sample.
Go to Hobby Lobby first.
I will. You get a 20 out of your wallet, I'll roll up my my sleeves and get to getting. However, do we have any cleaning supplies whatsoever? Like,
yes, we do.
I know I have putty knives.
There's some in the women's bathroom. Yeah.
All right, I'll get a putty knife from my my trunk.
Putty knife, Doug.
Oh, well, that, yeah, you're going to need tools. I'm not doing anything without tools. So I'll get my toolkit out.
Did you just ask Doug for the 20?
No.
You were looking at Doug when you said just reach in. So, Doug, are you on the hook for the 20
bucks? Tim threw him a 20.
So now we're good. So I'll take out the trash after the show. And then.
And you got to I noticed for whatever reason when I walked in this morning, there's a thing of quiche here at the station today. There's a lot of bad things going on.
Yeah, weird things. Weird thing.
So you threw him. I thought you were throwing him plastic gloves.
I threw him a 20.
So we're good.
Get some plastic gloves.
Oh, I'll be prepared. Don't worry.
But are you indeed going to save a sample for the testing later to try to find the culprit?
Yeah, I'll get a. I have a spare baggie in my car. I will.
I bet you do.
Yeah, a couple actually.
We should film this for the fan page. Actually,
I don't know if you're allowed to shoot that kind of material and then post it.
Hopefully not.
There's no nudity.
Well, it's potty.
There's poopity.
My wife just texted, lovely show this morning.
Oh, hold on. Guys, I bet it was Steven Seagal's cop friend from Hard to Kill. You know, the one that took care of Sonny when Steven was in that 7-year coma? That's from Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
Wait a minute. I haven't done this in a while. Is this the one where Seagal was just walking around going, anyone seen Bobby Lupo? I'm looking for Bobby Lupo. Anyone?
No, I haven't seen Lupo.
Iggy, you seen Bobby Lupo?
It was a good movie, though.
What was that one?
Was it Hard to Kill?
I thought they were all kind of the same movie.
Well, his role is, yes.
Guys, I'll taste it to let you know if it was Doug.
Oh, my God.
Who, Tim?
Right City.
Text of the day.
Yeah, please, like 6 days
give
for that
text
one.
Of the day right. Real quickly.
No, don't give him lunch. Do not give someone lunch for that. Wright City Lemming has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will join the others in the Llewellyn's Pub. Very handsome, very leather-bound suspension logule.
That's the good and the bad and the ugly of this show.
That cuts both ways.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have been in that bathroom, kind of like the OJ trial. I think this sample could be contaminated with cross-contamination.
Oh, that's right.
You may be right, but
with some splatter. Yeah. You know.
From what I saw, Iggy, though, it's thick, hard, and there's girth to it. So I think you might be able to get an untainted part of that sample.
Guys, you haven't even mentioned the most logical suspect, Chris Raby.
You know what?
Wow.
He's in Florida, but he could have done it here.
Yeah, and then gone to the airport.
Right to the airport.
Or could have hired someone to do it. Someone we don't even know.
Just ship back this poop and have somebody come in there and just fling it. Because that's what it looks like. It doesn't look like anybody. It looks like somebody actually just took their hand and flung it.
Doug, who would be more responsible in terms of punishment? The one who set up the whole thing or the flinger? Like Raby or the guy he got to fling it?
They both have to go.
To jail?
Both, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Ooh,
now guys, Joe Rod was in studio on Sunday, so don't close that door. That's from 314.
Kudos to you for knowing that,
all
sir.
Right. I'm just going by what he posted on Facebook, where they're going to be, so maybe he didn't do it.
Maybe he was posting an alibi.
Could well have done that.
Because obviously I missed the show on the weekend.
Well, he's got some explaining to do now.
Doug, I've been catching up on Cheers. And can't decide who I'd rather bang, Cliff or Norm. Frasier is sneaky cute as well. Help me out here. It's from Bunchy Donovan's Priest.
Can I help you out with that?
Like, there's anyone out there that was binge-watching Cheers?
Not for the last 25 years or so.
Yeah, we got a situation here. I guess the Plowhawk's going to tend to the cleaning and also collecting the stool samples. And we'll get the
for a 20, by the way, so my bar is very low. Anybody needs their bathrooms clean, you let me know.
Oh, wow, you're opening up a maid service.
Absolutely.
Where are you going to get the putty knife? You think we got that back here in the shop?
I told you I have a putty knife in my trunk.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I think I have my golf clubs in there as well, so
don't,
I might get
don't
a tee.
Yeah, no.
Guys, Joe Roderick should be suspect number one. That guy eats like crap. Thanks. That's from Carlos Danger.
Well, you hate to falsely accuse someone, but... You know, if he was here Sunday, yeah, his name's on the list.
Who else does shows live on Sunday here? I mean, for real, there isn't much. It's
just looking
it's
at
network
me.
Programming. No, I'm at YM. I probably Seamaster, actually, but Seamaster's taking a vow of silence. Guys, I've been binge watching Cheers as well, and I would go with Cliff. Thanks. Nice mustache ride.
I think Cliff, Jim, because he had that stable job, and Norm is... It all depends on what you want, Doug. It's... Do you want the power top or do you want the aggressive mailman?
Oh, my word.
Nice breakdown.
You like a gentleman with a stable job?
Yeah. Depends on if this is a one-night stand or if this is going somewhere.
I was just binge-watching Alice.
Oh, yeah. Dingbat Vera.
Great show.
Doug, did you like Alice?
What was her name? I didn't watch much of Alice.
Linda Lavin.
Linda Lavin.
And you've
got to get her on.
You've interviewed her.
I got reprimanded by Linda Lavin because...
Hi, Yiggy.
Nope, she would not answer any of my calls. And one day she finally answered her phone and I said, Linda Kenny Stroh, she goes, you need to stop calling me.
Oh, well, did you?
I did, yeah. She got pissed. You need to stop calling me. I'm not doing radio interviews.
Just say you're a big, marvelous star and I'd like to have you on our program.
I said, kiss my grits, and I hung up.
She wasn't really in much after that, was she?
No, she's doing nothing. That's why I wanted her on. and she stopped calling me. Like, everybody else is calling you for interviews.
You know what else you should get is that guy from Greatest American Hero, too.
Well, there were a couple of those guys.
William Catt? Was that his name?
The lead. You know his name, Iggy. You tried to get him on the show.
From what show?
Greatest American Hero.
I want to say
cute
William
blonde hair.
William Catt?
William Catt, curly hair, blonde.
So, yeah, you knew him.
Yeah.
You ever try to get him on?
I've had him on, William Catt.
Oh, hi, Iggy!
It was another Lifetime movie he was doing.
Oh, once you go to Lifetime,
yeah,
it'd
you're
be over.
Pretty much done. Let's see, I still got Linda Lavin's number here.
Yeah, give her a little jingle. See if she's in a better mood.
Yeah, there it is right there. Oh, I got two numbers for her.
Lavzy.
Lavin and Linda Lavin.
Doug, here's well, Iggy looks for Linda Lavin's number. Here's Joe Roderick. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Rodzy.
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Unfortunately, Carlos Danger believes your diet makes you a lead suspect for what transpired over the weekend here at the radio station. Now, theoretically, Doug, it could have been in the early morning.
Could have.
So it's not because we didn't see it until 8 o'clock. And I still haven't seen it, but Doug has seen it. So, Joe, when you did your show on Sunday, did you enter... the stall in question.
Listen carefully.
Everyone. No, I actually I did not. So I did not have to use the restroom during those 2 hours on Sunday. But I can tell you who was all in studio or at the station on Sunday. And I put a text in to my producer, Matt Grover. Haven't heard back from him yet because
that's suspicious.
He was there all day Saturday. And
what's
then
he hiding, Roderick? What's he
well.
Hiding?
Do you notice,
I don't know. It's really odd that he has not texted me back yet.
Do you notice anybody?
Wow.
Roderick is the first to throw someone under the bus.
Now, Roderick, I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have about a 45-minute commute each way. You're in here 2 hours as well on Sunday. Am I accurate on that?
Yes.
That's almost four hours.
This is the first time I was there on a Sunday. So that's, unfortunately, the... unfortunately for me, that does put me at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, and usually when people come in to do a show, they bring a beverage. I have a Monster Energy drink. Doug has a big iced tea. Tim has water that's presented to him every day by Plowsy. So we drink a lot of beverages just because it helps us in case or you know we get a cough or a tickle. Did you drink a lot of beverages before your show, sir?
I had an orange juice on
what
Sunday.
Size?
That was... that was my drink of choice on Sunday was an orange juice.
What size, sir?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever the...
Sir, answer the question. Was it a large size?
I don't
size?
Know what the size is. Is it a quart? Is that the
Why are you hiding this from us?
You get at the gas station?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to evaluate the veracity of her story. You said you didn't go to the restroom. Someone
right.
that drove 45 minutes to get here and then downs, in your own words, a large size or a giant size orange juice, one would think, Doug, at some point they would have to use the restroom. Yet Mr. Roderick claims he never went into the bathroom at the aforementioned time. What do you think,
Doug?
I do.
What are they, Kegels? Is that the exercise?
Oh, no.
Oh, I can hold it for a while, Kat.
I'm just saying, here's a guy that had a big beverage and was quick to point out that his own producer hasn't texted him back, and you tried to point the finger of suspicion at someone else, which makes you, in my book, more of a suspect.
No, I can back up what Plowsy said about Grove. There is zero chance that he would have, if he would have done something like that, that he would have left the mess. He is not that kind of guy. He is one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet. So I can almost assure that it was not him either.
Did you have any bad Indian food on Friday night or Saturday night that maybe just caught up with you?
Chili, maybe?
No, did not.
Okay.
Do you notice anybody run out of here real quickly and be holding their backside?
I didn't. The only so after my show from 10 to 12 Saturday and Sunday on 590 The Fan, on Sunday it is the health and wellness show from noon to 2. So there were two gentlemen that came in for that show, and the only other person that would have been in studio on Sunday would have been the board op Giamatti.
Giamatti now included. Mm. Giamatti now included.
I love Giamatti, but I could...
He sounds guilty just with his last name.
And like with the health and wellness, you got to feel like what they're putting in their bodies is, you know, not junk food necessarily like us normal folks. So I wouldn't see them splattering the bathroom like a crime scene. So Giamatti is my suspect. Lousy.
Let me ask you a question, Joe Roderick. Can you account for all your underwear?
I believe
Is there a pair mysteriously missing, sort of like OJ's jogging suit?
Nice.
No,
answer the question.
I think that they're all accounted for, yes.
You think
we're gonna need to see those.
You think they're all accounted for. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think we get the picture. No further questions, Your Honor.
Wow, you can step down?
You may step down, Roderick.
Wow.
He sure seems guilty to me.
Joe, as you may have heard, the Plow Wing is going to be collecting stool samples from all of the weekend hosts and producers and board operators. Are you comfortable submitting your stool sample to the Plow Wing?
Absolutely. What kind of container can I drop it off in?
Doug, he seems very willing to produce.
Tupperware, I would think.
Tupperware, or if you do only have bags, triple bag it, and I'll have a cooler ready.
All right, Plowsy, I'll get that right to you.
Doug, there he is, Joe Roderick. He feels like he is being wrongly accused. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. See you guys.
All right. Well, there was a crime committed against humanity. You can't just let it go.
Doug, how does this actually happen in the first place? I've taken a powerful recreational or two in my day, but I've never had any aim or control issues. Thank you. That's from the 573. That's Columbia.
This guy, there was an explosion is the only way I could explain.
I'm with Doug. I think it was one of those situations where you're running, and I've had those situations where I needed to pee, and I had a couple dribbles on the boxer briefs.
Oh.
That happens, but I think it was just an instant pant down, and
yeah, didn't quite
like
get
a ticking
there.
Time, but yeah.
Didn't quite get there, almost. Thought he was going to make it. He was thinking, hey, I got
then
there.
Then what about the aftermath?
Quite.
Don't you kind of wipe up a little?
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. I don't know what. That's un-American in my view, but like I said, Matt Grover is a fantastic American.
But you feel like Giamatti's guilty.
I just red flags.
I think this was purposely done. If you look at where it's at.
Malice.
Even if you had to go before you got to the toilet, you had to be standing on your head to shoot at where this came from.
Oh.
It's on the wall. There's no way you could be ready to squat and it went that way, sideways.
It was actually a pretty clean one.
oh, no.
It was just clean. Nobody'd really done any dirty business really in it. And, so it didn't smell bad. I guess they'd pumped it and the day before is a few inches of the blue fluid. And I just put my feet in and my knees, and then I had a tent cover with me.
So do you all feel Roderick is not under the umbrella of suspicion.
He doesn't sound like a man with a guilty conscience.
He did call in. But he did call in to throw someone under the bus. And then when we pointed that out, said, no, he's a good guy. Probably wasn't him.
Sometimes thieves return to the scene of the crime.
And then I'm telling you, to say I never used the restroom after you...
Someone has
there it is. We have a... We actually have a stool sample right there. It's been presented by our engineer, Kevin Russell, has just presented a stool sample. So there are first ones in, Plowhawk.
That's just amazing. I don't like the way this is going.
Doug, this is the way that it works at big-time radio stations.
Was that his stool sample?
I don't like the way it's going.
If it's yes, it's bad. If it's no, it's bad. But it makes less work for the plow wing.
And I just saw that on the window.
I did, too.
Top, bro.
It's one thing to joke around about. I didn't want to see any of this. I didn't want to see the exhibit in the bathroom in the first place.
Now, if the pitching staff holds up, this Cardinal club could challenge for a playoff spot.
Guys, Roderick seems to be deflecting. He sounds guilty to me. Thanks. That comes from Plowsy's cooler.
Plus, you can't say, yeah, I have a long drive and I drank a large orange juice. I just didn't go to the bathroom.
Well, I think that's possible. I think you could do that.
It's possible.
I think it's possible to do that.
Is it likely?
Well, yeah. I've had a lot of orange juice in my life. I've never blown up in a
restaurant.
I'm talking about, no, you're missing the point. I'm not saying to have that explosion, but for him to say, I didn't see it because I didn't use the bathroom, then you have to go number one after drinking a large orange juice, driving all that time. Mm. Well, you run there 5-6 times a morning.
Yeah.
We need to check Facebook pages of the people, and even if they're not friends, you should be able to check, see if somebody maybe stopped at the Courtesy Diner, had a slinger before they came in to do the show, see if we can get any tips whatsoever.
The only reason why I pick Giamatti out of the bunch is usually, even if that's a huge scene to clean up, usually if there's other people here, you do that because you're obviously the obvious suspect. If somebody else, you know, there's only a couple people here. If he's the only one here in the evening... And he lights off a bomb like that, knowing he won't be in here for a couple more days.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, cleanup is optional at that point, you know?
No, it is not.
I don't think it's ever optional. If you did that in a public Johnny on the spot, I think you would still clean that up, wouldn't you?
That comes down to human decency, Plowsy.
It's a crime against humanity, for crying out loud.
Well,
we've all been shaken to our very roots.
Guys, just so you know, Will Gear was a guest on that health show this past Saturday. He was in studio. Thanks. It's from the Grand Canyon of Stepdads.
He's been dead for years.
Well, it looks like that could come from a dead person in there.
Hmm.
Just lose your facilities, and my God, it's all over the place.
I apologize to the listeners that we keep talking about this.
This isn't on the air, is it?
But this is,
we're in a break.
This is urgent station business. If Tim doesn't nip this in the bud, what's next?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Could be.
We're moving into a new facility soon.
Not soon enough.
No.
We've been shaken to our foundation, our core.
It's a good time to talk about divorce attorneys, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, well, that'll get somebody divorced. It's all right there. Hopefully it'll be a non-contested divorce, and if it is, you should call my man, Brent Lance, at Fresh Start Alternative Divorce Services. They handle only non-contested divorce cases for a low flat fee. They're motivated to see you resolve things quickly on your agreed upon terms in a very short period of time. Brent Lance has more than 20 years experience practicing in multiple areas of law and has handled literally hundreds of non-contested divorce cases. Divorce doesn't have to be a big fight. It doesn't have to cost $5, $10, $20,000 or more. Most attorneys are going to want a retainer, and then they'll use that up quickly, and then they'll continue to bill you hourly while you fight, and many times you end up at the same place as most others who don't fight it out. So do yourself a favor and start at freshstartdivorces.com if you are indeed faced with divorce. The average case can get done in 45 to 60 days. For the average person, it could cost just about a week's pay. Fresh Start Divorces will meet with you and go through a checklist of items you and your spouse will need to agree on and take you through the process of ending the marriage amicably without an attorney standing in the way and without ever having to set foot in a courtroom. A lot of valuable information on the process and types of things you'll need to agree on at FreshStartDivorces.com, or you can give them a call at 636-928-0444 to set up an appointment with attorney Brent Lance.
Thank you, Brent, for your support of this radio program, a hell of a radio program, and one that we are all very proud of.
Timmy, I got a text here.
Notice real quick. The only man who could take a dump like that is Lady Gaga. That comes from Iggy's creepy hand. All right, go ahead.
I got this text. I don't know who filled in Monday on the... I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know who filled in Monday on the show yesterday morning. Do you know a Jeff Jones? He's on the fan page.
Doug Jeff Jones.
I don't know Jonesy.
Yeah, I think he works with Brad Lee at Game Time.
St. Louis Game.
Yes, he does.
So he's in here Monday, right? I got this text. This was on the fan pin. This is from Jeff Jones. A plate of, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God.
And it says, boys, we're going to need a bigger lid. We're going to need a bigger tank lid.
Mm. Some sort of chili?
It's a lot. But he even says, I'm going to need a bigger tank lid. Well, obviously, wasn't big enough.
So now we do have a suspect.
Jeff Jones, yes. Mm. Thank you for that text, whoever you are. I don't know whose number that is.
Yeah, I think that's evidence that's well, be admissible in
we
court.
Need to find out about a game night.
Now we have Roderick texting my phone. He says, I can also confirm that Raby and Ben Boyd had a 7:30 a.m. flight to Florida on Monday. Plenty of time to stop by the station in
yes,
the morning.
Yes, yes, indeed. There's more evidence.
You think Ben Boyd's
Jeff Jones?
What do you got to say for yourself, Jonesy?
Okay, so number one, I was...
No, we're talking number two.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I was out of the country while Roderick was in the studio on Sunday.
What country?
I was in Canada. I was in Montreal with the Blues. I was not present.
What's the capital of Canada?
Ottawa, where I was also last week.
Okay, name all the provinces.
Doug, I don't know how that's relevant.
Ontario, Quebec, Newfoundland, Saskatchewan, British Columbia, and some other ones.
Okay.
Like Manitoba was left out. That's
all.
Very suspicious.
Are
guilty
you, as hell.
Are you prepared to present hell. Your passport to Plowboy to prove that you were not in the country when the offense occurred?
My passport was actually in the studio yesterday morning in my backpack.
Did you walk into stall number two while you were here yesterday, Jeff Jones?
I did indeed.
Was the stain there at the time you entered the stall?
It was. In fact, if you get Brad Lee on the phone, he can vouch that I entered the stall and said, holy S, someone exploded in here.
Yep.
And it looks as though they actually landed a lot of it on the seat proper and then attempted to clear because there's a very faint smear.
Don't get too graphic.
Jeff, you seemed to have a lot of knowledge of the crime. Did you commit this crime?
Oh, my God. Oh my
did
God.
You commit it?
No, I have the knowledge because I have the shocking images like a person who stumbles upon or murders
you. Yeah.
Doug, I was weeing right next to you yesterday when you discovered it.
Yes, I let out a scream of horror.
It's like that poor gentleman who was walking his dog in Los Angeles and he finds poor Nicole Simpson.
Yeah, and Ron Goldman there, Doug.
That was me yesterday morning.
Same kind of deal.
I believe this guy.
You mean Sunday morning or yesterday morning? Yesterday? Monday morning?
Yesterday morning. Sunday morning. I was not present, Doug. I was in Canada.
Yeah, that's right. So we think.
Well, that plate of food, Jeff, made you look kind of guilty because that had to go somewhere, buddy.
If you had taken a picture of my hotel room in Montreal, I cannot. I would have to plead guilty on that. But I can plead innocence on the stall at the station.
Wow.
What was on that plate? What is that?
That was a dish of poutine. So there are fries. It is a fries-based dish from a restaurant in Montreal that I was told to go to, and it was called La Frette Caillou. There are four kinds of meat upon the poutine, and I thought that perhaps Mr. Fred Caillou was a chef or perhaps a member of Parliament, and it turns out that that's the French word for Fred Flintstone.
Oh my word.
Kind of fun. Kind of a little fun fact.
That is fun, yeah.
Jeff, thank you for calling in to set the record straight.
I've been happy to call in to defend myself.
Thank you, Jeff Jones.
I heard a lot of guilt in his voice.
David Klein of Hedonism texting in. He said, Raby and Ben Boyd might be in Florida, but I'm still here to sabotage you guys. Thank you, David Klein, Hedonism.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
He has finally chosen a side, and he chooses KMOX.
Yeah. He's still upset when we decided if we were in a plane wreck in the Andes Mountains, he'd be the first one we'd eat. We'd slather him in gravy and eat him. He's still upset over that conversation.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. He needs to grow up.
Right. Someone has to sacrifice.
Yeah, we're dealing with a mature topic here.
I'm still going with Jones. He hasn't cleared himself yet. You eat that late. You get on that flight home, and you probably got home late, had to come to the station, started to build up, back up. You have to do it.
Oh. My guess, and Giamatti had a large drink, some hot fries, and some Sour Patch, because that's what I usually eat on the board, and sometimes I get in those similar situations, so mine's on Giamatti, for sure.
Wow. And I don't know if I can have you conduct this investigation if you're this biased.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Furman.
When you're here by yourself, you're more prone to doing something a little bit more inappropriate than you were with
I have to
with
tell you, I think your psychology and psychological analysis is on point.
Yeah. Does that apply to big stars, though? I mean,
this Giamatti fella, I don't know about him.
Guys, have you noticed that Giamatti is silent? Thank you. It's from the 314.
Not a word from him. He's a flight risk as well.
He might be lawyering up right now.
Could be lawyering up. The cat, one thing that I'm looking forward to outside of the Plowhawk conducting stool samples is getting my basement finished. And I think I'm going to go with Elysium Restoration.
That's the move. And right now, a lot of people are thinking of doing a little renovation. It's that time of year you start laying out plans for a little home improvement project. And if you're thinking of doing it, I suggest call Elysium. Elysium Restoration and Design has the highest quality craftsmen with more than 15 years of experience. They do bathroom remodels, kitchens, basements, additions, windows, doors, and flooring. They also do custom builds like built-in bookshelves, entertainment centers, or added crown molding. They also do office facelifts and tenant buildouts for commercial spaces. If you don't believe me, check out their work for yourself. Visit erdstl.com or facebook.com, erdstl. I guarantee you see the work they do, you will be impressed. Elysium Restoration and Design. Trust is one of the things they build well.
Elysium Restoration, great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So many sponsors making our trip to Florida possible next week, and we want to make sure that over the course of the next week and a half, we pay them their proper due, as without them, we wouldn't be able to go down there next week. So we're looking forward to that. A week-long broadcast right outside the Cardinal Clubhouse at spring training in Jupiter, Florida. And then Doug, some clients will be heading down to Florida. So we'll be down there for that as well. And the Honda Classic going on at PGA.
Mostly the players are excited for us to be there. A lot of them tell me it's not spring training until
are you serious?
We're at the picnic table. Yeah. And then it's like the bum rush. Everyone wants to sit down and talk, and we have to say, guys, there's a sign-up sheet.
Right.
You don't have to stand in long lines. You don't have to stand in long lines.
We'll just schedule it out.
Sit down with us.
Dexter Fowler, will he be a friend of the show?
I think he will.
I think there's a good chance of that.
He told me that he kind of gets that part of why they're bringing him in is kind of to be out front with stuff. So I think at least until we wear him out, right. I think he'll be.
If he heard any of the last 30 minutes, he's not going anywhere close to the show.
I have specific questions for Dexter Fowler. That's how important I hope he will be in the question of the day.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not revealing any information. I'm just saying I have specific Dexter Fowler type questions.
This guy's a worker over here.
Yeah. Just saying.
And he might be interested in this too, because you probably don't read the Chicago papers, but the Cubs had an incident like this in their clubhouse.
Were they able to deal with it?
It almost tore apart the very fabric of that ball club. Yeah. Everyone said, it's got to be Schwarber.
Tore apart.
Really? People thought it was Schwarber?
Tore apart the fabric of somebody's sphincter, I guarantee you that.
Flip that off. Well, I guess it's time, isn't it? Got a big stack of them today with a show like this.
What have you got there?
We have the Hot Shots email of the day.
Oh.
Well, we're giving away a Lemmings lunch. Seamonster, I know you don't want to talk, but I think we have a four-way tie. And we're not even the halfway point of the month. A four-way tie. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Misty Plops. I think Stephen Wildwood has one. And Justin in Columbia. Those are our four. Those are some great, great emailers. That's like okay. If you tune into the Masters and wow, oh wow, there's Rory leading, but Mickelson's just a stroke back, and oh, here's Jordan Spieth making a Sunday charge, and oh my God, can you believe it? But Doug, there is
Tiger Woods.
Thank you, making a reappearance.
Yeah, Sunday charge. Yeah.
Rose are red. Tim is the best. Doug covers sports. I cover his chest. Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
I didn't like it.
He's Dexter Fowler like
that. Matt, who bowls at Hanks. I didn't like it.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, still has not recovered from what happened in January. It's kind of like Spieth on number 12.
He took a psychological beating. He was oh so close.
He had it wrapped up.
Yeah. Some guys never recover. You know, happened to, who was that, Steve Blass with the Pirates? 20-game winner 1 year, couldn't get anybody out the next. He was done. Brad Lidge kind of did that more recently. Give up the home run to Pujols. Took him a while to recover and never really was the same guy. This is what's happened to Matt, who bowls
right.
at Hanks.
It's going to be fun to watch.
I don't know how fun it's going to be to watch. We don't really see him. I have no idea where he is except at Hanks bowling.
You can feel him, though. You feel him.
Hey, boys. Matheny, Little League manager. End of story. When will he be held accountable? The Hooters on Lindbergh was built, and Florissant has gone downhill ever since. That uptight broad was right. Cock-a-doodle-doo, morning grind coming your way. Wonderful. In the book, Sonny tweets out the family's opinion on EDM music during the meeting with Salazzo. After the meeting, Don Corleone pulled Sonny aside and tells him, never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking. What do you think this is? The Army, where you shoot them a mile away? You got to get up close like this, and bada-bing, you blow their brains all over the nice Ivy League suit. Doug, it's Steve in Wildwood. He has a formula.
Yep.
He shows up, he uses the formula, and it's working for him right now.
Steve in Wildwood.
It's fun to watch. This was just submitted moments ago, and the Sea Monster just brought it in. TMA Dreamscapes with Johnny Griggs. This is Doug's life. After a long, repetitive day, Doug went to sleep, only to be awakened by his son yelling, Dad, who the hell ate all the Apple Jacks, you old queen? Doug muttered to himself, no days off. His TV boss, Steve Savard, texted while he was asleep. It read, your ratings are way down. You're going to have to go ahead and get that Botox, you old queen. Doug again whispered, no days off. When he arrived at the radio studio, two chain-smoking producers greeted him by saying, you should see the butt garbage in the men's room. And at 9, we have a hammerhead shark that does Lady Gaga porn. Mm-hmm. Doug had never tied a noose before. No days off. No days off.
Right.
Johnny Griggs. Mm.
Johnny Griggs. Griggs.
Hi, Mr. Vaughn. This is Terry Tatanka from Audio Express. Thanks for supporting your sponsors. As you requested, we fixed the multiple CD player in your LeBaron.
Oh.
We found that what was causing the sticking issues, a Metallica CD, was jammed in there upside down with peanut butter and mayonnaise fingerprints all over it. We'll hold the other CDs until you come pick up your vehicle. They are as follows. The Moody Blues, Days of Future Past, Pat Boone's Greatest Hits, Barbara Streisand's Yentl, and the Pirates of Penzance soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. That was a fabulous musical.
Also, tell your wife we found a pair of Gloria Vanderbilt Jackie O sunglasses lodged behind the defroster. Thanks. Happy Galentine's Day. That's from Terry Tatanka, Assistant Service Manager at Baldwin Audio Express. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Oh, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey, guys, I need to get something off my chest. My big brother and I have been officially dating for 5 months.
Oh, no, no, no.
After years of hiding our feelings from our parents, he's my one true love, and I don't care what you guys think.
No, this is it's illegal to read stuff like this.
Doesn't matter that we're related. We love each other. Thanks for listening, The Loomster.
Oh.
Now, what The Loomster is doing, because you're not on the fan page, but he's copying and pasting real Facebook posts.
That was a real one?
Yes.
No, somebody made it. How do you know real from made up?
It's someone else.
Somebody posted it. I don't know. I'm telling you what's going on.
Someone else's fake posting.
Dear Tim, Jim, Doug, and Plow Iggy Monster, happy Valentine's Day. XOXO, Soulard Twink Boy. P.S. Doug, do you still want to bump a little fuzz later? My stepdad will make you dinner, and I'll bring you the old purple replica.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it?
Soulard Twink Boy.
Soulard Twink Boy. Suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, Plops here. Happy Valentine's Day, Doug. I'm wearing the red ascot and charm anklet you gave me exactly 1 year ago today. Also, I promised Night to eat White Castle today so we can do, quote, you know what tonight. Speaking of tonight, along with coitus, we celebrate the Feast of St. Valentine. Greg, his friends called him. Known for his signature yellow tights and yellow boots with the word hammer written across them, this gentleman looked like the South Broadway Athletic Club's version of Hulk Hogan. A stout, mean-looking hombre that you couldn't help but let touch your butt. I believe it was Pope John Paul II that made him a saint after he broke off his allegiance with the Honky Tonk Man and Jimmy Hart in 1989. He was a master of the figure four leg lock and enjoyed a good Blumpkin on a Sunday morning after brunch.
Don't laugh at that.
Mazel, Greg. Keep doing you, boo. It's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Doug, what's going on in the month of February with these emails? I don't know if we'll ever see it again.
Well, hopefully not.
Morning, fellas. It's Valentine's Day and Daddy's horny. It's good news for you, Doug, as I have a special evening in store for us. First, we'll stop by the liquor store and buy three bottles of Mad Dog 2020 to set the mood. Next, we'll head back to my place and choose from two movies I've selected. Dances with Wolves or Never Been Kissed. Either one, a great choice to set the mood. Finally, once the alcohol is in full effect, I'll carry you to the boudoir, like Richard Gere carried Deborah Winger in An Officer and a Gentleman. Only this time, it'll be the officer who jackhammered the gentleman. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South. It's wonderful when there's a theme to the email.
It's not that wonderful, really. Hipster of Tower Grove South. Just not that wonderful at all.
You liked it. You didn't suspend him, so you had to find it appealing in some way.
Real close to it.
Hey, Doug, I know you're a little down in the dumper after your botched adult circumcision, so I scribed you a poem. Rip my Sansa belt off. Be careful. Those came from Costco. Tickle my knot. How do you do? That's from the urinal pube.
It's just awful. He's suspended. The urinal pube has been suspended.
That same
been
juvenile.
Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Oh, look, it's another poem written to you from a different email.
I'm writing it down with a Wright Business Products pen. You can have your pens branded.
Doug, I wrote you a poem. Happy Valentine's Day. When we first locked eyes, my ween rose to the skies. I knew our love was true when you let me call you my boo. In public, you act coy, but in bed, you make me your sissy boy. I hope you liked my rhyme. Can't wait to cover you in my...
Who?
Stubby Clap.
Stubby Clap has been suspended. How's your mom going to feel about that? You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. You might want to visit one of Llewellyn's six locations during your suspension.
I want to know what he rhymed with rhyme. I can't
it's
think.
It's over here. It's the theme of the first Ghostbusters. Morning, gents. This email is directed to Iggy, who has enjoyed a show slump of the ages over the past month. January alone single-handedly made Iggy the biggest creep in St. Louis AM radio. We won't get into details, as Iggy's not-so-subtle defensiveness speaks for itself day after day. But he always assures us, quote, he's not mad. The slump must stop. Not to tell you how to do your job, Tim, but I suggest another bowling tournament in the coming months with the proceeds going toward a one-way ticket to Hedo for Iggy, where he can presumably ask anyone at what age they became sexually active and defend Lady Gaga to no end. We'll call it Strikes for Strode. Happy Valentine's Day, Kenny. The Southside Stallion.
Southside Stallion.
Thanks, buddy.
Timothy James and Elvin. Kat, first of all, let me preface this by saying that I am a season ticket holder to the Muni. Therefore, I have every right to complain more than the bandwagon Muni fan. I have a couple of fresh ideas for your billboards along 270 and Olive. Idea number one, the Kat and Tim looking worried, holding their brows, as Doug is holding a stick of dynamite. That has been lit.
Thing. Could go off at any time.
Idea number two, each member of the show is holding some things that represents their personality. Tim is holding some booze and some adult reading material. Doug is holding some brass knuckles, a journalism notepad, and a picture of Martin Kilcoyne. And the cat is holding a yarmulke and a grenade. One last thing, the cat, please say three magic words. Tail, call in. Sincerely, Phil from accounting.
You used to say that all the time and it never happened.
It's a matter of opinion.
Phil from accounting.
Well, I thought today was going to be the day I won't email of the day. I had an angle I was going to pursue saying how hundreds of thousands of people try to get in and live in Jefferson County and nobody with a brain leaves it, and then was going to give you some interesting facts about Arnold and how great it is mixed in with Doug's butt, but then Plowsy had to go and ruin it. This bathroom story is for sure going to bring the greats out. It's like a shark smelling blood in the water or Iggy smelling a Gaga hater from 50 miles away. Plowsy, if you could see that the kid was walking, why did you assume the baby changing station was in play? You knew that lard fat woman was going to do everything in her power to get free nuggets. Keep your mouth shut. Well, here's to 0 to 133 on email of the day entries. 134 is mine for sure. Doug, that's from the White Collar Gangster.
White Collar Gangster.
Well, Doug's the type of guy who likes to sleep around. Where cute guys are, well, you know that he's around. He kisses them and he spoons them, cause to him they're all the same. He's just so old he can't remember their name. There's Jack Smear on his left.
And okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Was that the Wanderer?
That was a Wanderer.
The Wanderer.
No, it was Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. I thought it was to the...
That's the song
yeah,
Wanderer.
Yeah.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
And finally, this is from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll. Howdy, gang. So as I was podcasting yesterday's show for my porcelain war throne, a few things struck me. Number one, good God, this smells awful. I hope the tank lid tots will taste good. Number two, good God, Iggy couldn't be creepier if news comes out that he eats people. Number three, Pacino really hit his high watermark in Godfather Part 2. Been downhill ever since. Number four, Doug sounds as supple and sultry as ever. He has the nose of a Caesar and the forehead of a Manning, a.k.a. the perfect bullseye. Love you guys. It's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll.
Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll.
Wow, wow, wow.
This was a great batch. I set three aside. The two that almost got it, Stephen Wildwood and Misty Plops, both very well done. But I have to go with the one that made me laugh the hardest, and that's Johnny Griggs. I don't think there's much competition.
Believe he was vile. I'm going to go with a different fella. A fella by the name of Steve N. Wildwood.
God, I like what Stephen Wildwood's doing. I mean, there's a formula, and this formula's working. Now, some people are going to get frustrated with the formula, but if he's winning games, you tip your cap. But today,
it's Griggsy.
I go with the hipster of Tower Grove
what?
South.
No, way too vile. Way too vile.
So now we go to the Speaker of the House, the man handling the stool sample.
It's pretty clear what you have to do.
I'm not for sure if I've ever done this. I will agree with the cat.
Give me Lucas.
Johnny Griggs has won email of the day. That's a Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots. This is unbelievable what's going on with this email today.
For that.
Hot Shots, thank you for making this possible because we've never seen anything like what's going on here.
So he's going to walk in and get lunch based on vileness that he wrote.
And a clever email.
I don't know how clever it is.
Johnny Griggs, sir.
Vile.
Congratulations to Johnny Griggs for your Hot Shots email today. Win. It's the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowwing, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.